Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for April 7th of 2025. As we experience day three of the Trump tariff catastrophe, it's important for all of us to remember what this is ultimately about: enriching himself and those billionaires who paid him off. Everything is transactional when it comes to Dear Leader and his family. It's why this tariff scheme is not about helping the American working class or helping the American farmer. Come on, when has he ever truly done anything in favor of the American worker, ever? Now, there's a good article on the Huffington Post by its White House correspondent SV Date detailing how this latest tariff scheme is indeed designed for corruption. Corruption that we've seen far too many times with this regime. Dear Leader's arbitrary tariffs are just that, arbitrary. There's no rational thinking behind them, and there's no end game that benefits the working class. No, here's the game, everyone. Like a mob boss, this is trying to get corporate CEOs to kiss the ring, and then he'll most likely exclude them from his tariff madness. For example, big oil and gas companies were strangely removed from Dear Leader's across-the-board tariffs last week, and why would that be? Oh yeah, that's right! Big oil and gas companies showered Dear Leader's campaign with nearly $1 billion in campaign donations last year. Also, this is kind of an important detail for we Michiganders. It's interesting how this carve-out for big oil benefits those advocating for an expensive tunnel project to keep the Canadian Oil Line 5 energy pipeline working under the Straits of Mackinac. Not to mention that one of Dear Leader's big donors, Tim Barnard, who's a longtime MAGA Republican donor, will benefit quite handsomely since his company would be the one building this so-called protective tunnel around the old pipeline. Just so strange how that works out. The fossil fuel industry alone pumped in nearly $1 billion in campaign cash, and it's already paying off by not being part of his tariff scheme. And his regime is also deregulating, or as I like to say, re-regulating the energy sector so that monopolization increases in that industry, giving them more and more power. Mike Summers, head of the American Petroleum Institute, said last week, "We welcome President Trump's decision to exclude oil and natural gas from new tariffs, underscoring the complexity of integrated global energy markets and the importance of America's role as a net energy exporter." I'm sure they did welcome the announcement. And while oil futures are dropping right now due to fears of a recession, the oil and gas industry are receiving the perks to help blunt that loss for now. And please don't forget how Trump gave an exemption to Russian oligarch aluminum maker Oleg Deripaska after Dear Leader met with Putin last month. But of course, he had to rescind that carve-out after it became public. It's always about the corruption. Whether it's with the crypto guys, tech bros, Elon Musk, and other corporate authoritarians, Dear Leader Trump has exposed himself to always being the one who could be bought for a price. And I'm sorry for putting an image of Trump exposing himself in your head. It's never been about helping the American working class, and I suspect that's what's maybe behind his people purposely crashing the market. You see, it'll allow for the billionaires to gobble up the losses and helping them become even more powerful and holding more sway with this regime. I agree with what Public Citizen's Melinda St. Louis had to say about this corrupt terror scheme. Whether or not this helps workers, it seems to be kind of a con in our view. Well, she's right. And how's that any different from anything else Trump's ever done in his life, which has always been nothing but a con? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.